Logo Radio, your home for CFM hockey this year. The defending state champions hosting Rochester Mayo. Chris Biskin and Greg Stewart here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And Zach Whitechek, our board operator here tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Non-conference games. What was Addie's thoughts here maybe at supper earlier today?
And she was just excited to get back on the ice. She was a little frustrated the team didn't get the win in Hudson, so they're hoping the team will pull out a W tonight is what they're hoping for.
Absolutely. All right, the squad's gathering around. Their goaltenders here. Sophomore goaltender Olivia Hawkinson for Rochester Mayo, and Cassie Hare, the sophomore opposing her, south end of the barn here tonight. For CFM, our officials, Jay Dupree, Grady Richards are the referees. Joey Kohler, the linesman here tonight. And welcome to a twin bill of high school hockey. We are underway, pushed ahead by Brianna into the zone and then punched right back out by Mayo. They gather around it right along the blue stripe in their own zone. And now it's going to be CFM's turn, back in their own zone. Picked up there by Ashley Sloop. Had a nice goal a few games ago on our radio broadcast, and she'll bend it around the boards and throw it up the ice for Brianna. Bonacontro to the left wing corner, trying to set something up. Turns, wires a pass right through the paint. CFM unable to get there, but they hauled it in at the point and then dropped it in the left wing elbow. Now it comes around. It's going to come all the way out. Hauled in there by Sterling. Marley fired a pass ahead, but that was cut off by Rochester Mayo. They've got it just a few feet inside the CFM zone. Kicked her out inside the zone. Now it's going to be picked up by Claire Seams on this first line for them. This is their scoring line. You got Cummins and Seams and Desch. Cummins, their top scorer with 17 points. Seams, third leading scorer with 15. And that line still on the ice right now. Drifts over on the near wall. Now it's going to be brought in by Madeline Hebert. She carried it about 5 feet, then lost the puck, and it's loose inside the zone. Brianna picks it up. Now she'll turn on the forehand. Tried to hit Addie Biskin on the left post. Comes back on the near side for Madeline. Turns, fires a wrist shot. That one is deflected in the high slot. Now it's going to be thrown back out. Here is Biskin. Turns. Tries a backhand shot on net. That one is angled into the corner by Hawkinson. And a scramble inside the Mayo zone right now. They'll wind it around the boards on the half wall inside the Mayo zone. And this one's going to be dumped all the way back out to center, but cut off right there by Joey Schemenauer, who just came out of the player's box. Here's a feed for Shemmy in the left circle. Couldn't control it. Deflects back out to neutral. And Ashley Sloop will pick it up there. Looks ahead. Out of the tape of Joey. And hands off. And here comes CFM. It's Brianna into the zone. And had it poke checked off her stick. And Schemenauer will turn it back and open up some ice. On the near side is Lysis. Turns one in. Comes around from right to left on the half wall. The Rochester Mayo zone. They'll clear all the way down. This should draw the icing call, and it does.
It's nice to see them get all three lines out quick and do some quick shifts and get everybody's feet out there and get the jitters out at the beginning of the game. Third line is out there right now. Looks like they're going to pull them off, and out comes back the second line for their second shift.
All right, here we go. Drop is going to be to the right of the Rochester Mayo goaltender. And hauled in by Sloop, and she'll carry in down into the corner, and then hands off to Addie Biskin. Centering pass right there from Madeline Hebert, who was stationed on the near post. Struggled a little bit getting control of it. Biskin on the forecheck. That one knocked down by Mayo, but held, kept at the point by CFM. Goes from left to right. Now the half wall on the near side, and Rochester's going to carry it up and out. Harassed as the player came up by Addie Biskin.
And she's going to get a penalty for a hook.
There we go. You can see her trailing and trying her best to slow the player up, but she's going to sit for a couple of minutes right here. And the first power play of the afternoon will go to the Spartans of Rochester Mayo. Mayo comes in. Very similar to CFM and special teams numbers. Mayo at 14% on the power play. CFM at 12.3%. Special teams need to get special again for both teams. This one is going to be lobbed into the left wing corner by Mayo as they set up their power play. 13:25 left to go here in the first period. It's offloaded into the left wing corner. Mayo tracks it down, and the Spartans have it right now. They'll go high in the point. There's a one-timer by Sadawi, Mila Sadawi, but easily seen all the way by Cassie Herb, and she swallows that one up.
PKs are doing a good job keeping them on the outside and let them hang out outside all they want.
CFM on the kill, 79.7%, nearly 80%. I know that Tony Menard would like to see that a little bit better as well. But here comes Brianna. She'll carry it. I'm sorry, Emma Lynn carries it into the zone. Emma Lynn Stevenson turned and fired a shot that was wide on the kill here. And a cough up inside the zone. Madeline Hebert has it. Madeline lays it for Emma Lynn in the high slot. And she had a poke check off her stick. But on the back check, Stevenson comes up with it. Crosses the blue line, moves off to her left, dangles a bit, trying to open up some ice, and took a shot, but knocked out on front by Mayo. Good job so far on the kill by CFM, allowing only one shot in this power play. Here's Mayo, throws it ahead. That icing's going to be waved off. 35 seconds left to go in the Rochester power play. On the break now is CFM. Joey Schemenauer up to the blue line, lays one in the corner, and then backs off with CFM down a player right now. It is Brianna with the chaser into the zone. She gets back in the box now with 12 seconds to go in the Rochester power play. 11:50 remaining on the game clock here in the first. Back to the point. The hold right there by Mayo's Jaden Lester, but the intercept and cleared all the way down, and CFM is back to five players. Good kill, one shot on the power play for Mayo as they bring it out to neutral ice. Cut off right there by Sloop, turns, wheels into the zone, and drops one in the right wing elbow, and CFM on the attack. Here is Biskin in back of the tender. Shadowed as she tried to bring it up on the near post. This one's going to be wrapped around the boards. Breakout try by Mayo. And cut off right there. Shot by Sloop, and she'll quickly race off on the D change. Furstenberg out there now for CFM. This one's going to be laid out to neutral ice into the center circle. And quickly brought in by Kinley Lau. Lau moves in, fires a shot right on, and the save is made by the goaltender Hawkinson. This one drifts along the blue line, the Mayo blue line, and it's going to be brought out to neutral ice, and Mayo sets up their breakout and pushes into the zone. Turning, firing the puck in was McKibben. She'll race to try to catch it in the zone, and this one is pumped all the way back into the Rochester, into the ice. We're at 10:14 left to go here in the first period. No score. CFM's already fought off a power play here, and it's going to be picked up out at center ice by her. And this one loose inside the zone, the CFM zone. Comes around the corner, picked up by Rochester. They'll work it to the wall, but there was nobody there wearing green. And CFM's got the puck now. Laid it back to the goaltender, Hawkinson. This one's going to drift on the boards, but still caught up in the Rochester defensive zone. Both teams struggling to get some offensive consistently going, and here comes CFM. There's a shot on net. Rebound try, and Hawkinson made the save. There's another save.
Oh, a couple
and
nice.
CFM had a couple of great chances there, Chris.
Yeah, some very nice saves. Nice play by Brianna getting to the net. Put a nice shot on. Billy made a nice save, and then Joy came in and had a nice opportunity, and the goalie made a huge save on him, but nice flurry.
They had her pulled from the post for a second, then she scooted back and knocked it down with the pads, and we're back to action here. 9:17 to go on the game clock. Shots are 9-2 in favor of CFM. And the Sabres have it right now. Now they cough it up in the zone, and here comes Rochester Mayo. The captain of the team, Sather, will cross the line into CFM's defensive zone, but there's the pick, and here come the Sabres. It's Biscuit who's got it. Turns, tries a shot as she was coming down the low slot. That one drifts a little wide into the corner. And it's going to be picked up in the right wing corner by CFM. Now they'll turn it, fire it rink wide. Biskin's got it. Dangles on the left wheel. And she is cut off and puck poke checked away, but working hard on the forecheck. Addie Biskin's got it. Turned a backhand centering pass toward the net. Kicked off a player, and now it's high in the zone. Kept at the point here by Sterling. She is right along the blue stripe, and now it gets past her stick, and she retreats to pick it up. She's going to motor off on the defensive set change, and here comes Rochester Mayo. Quickly down the ice is the speedy Elizabeth Arndt. She's teamed up with her sister. That's Cassidy Arndt and Albrecht on this line, and here is Arndt right now. Elizabeth Arndt quickly into the zone, and she was cut off by a couple of CFM players. Now the Sabres have it, wrapped around the board. 7:30 left to go in the first period. Zeros up on the board, and it's cut off and wired into the left wing corner. 7 1/4 left here in the first. CFM brings it out. Still looking for our first goal here tonight. And it's loose right along the Sabres' blue line. Hammered in by Hare, Alyssa Hare, but she was behind the center ice red line. That will draw the icing. Well, don't go out in the cold right now. I mean, it's really cold. The Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Puck out to neutral. Hauled in there by Sadawi for Rochester. She tried to pass up on the left wing side. That was cut off, and CFM counters the puck inside the zone. There's a shot. That one went high over the crossbar into the right wing corner. Off the stick of Brianna, and a shot from the point by Sterling. And Hawkinson had to fight that off on her blocker. Here comes Rochester Mayo, the drop pass, but nobody was there for the green and black. And it is Paige Steinmetz turning it up the ice. CFM in the midst of a change, so she's out there by herself. Turned, fired a wrist shot. That went off the window, still inside the zone, and now the rest of that new line gets out there. Across the stripe is Sloop. Jumped into the play, the defenseman, but an offsides call right here. Well, Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Back to action here. CFM looking to get the scoring going as they come into the zone. Emmeline Stevenson started the team into the defensive zone, and now it pops back out. An offsides call right here.
Nice pass. Get in the zone there.
Well, what do you think so far?
Yeah, a little back and forth here. We're still up 10-2 in shots. I'd like to see a couple more quality shots, and I think one's going to go in here soon.
There's a drop out of the dot in the center ice here, and this one kicks over the wall and out of play. So they'll inch out to neutral ice right in the center circle for the faceoff. 5:49 left to go, first period. Rochester Mayo carries it across the line. CFM on the back check, steals it away, and here comes Addie Biscuit. She'll walk it across the blue stripe into the zone. Biskin in the left wing corner. And she is bodied up down there. Two players apiece for the teams. And this one is brushed into the area behind the goaltender. Scramble for it right there. CFM fighting for control. And this one's going to pop back out between the blue lines. So here's Paige Steinmetz, picked it up at the blue line. Now backhands a shot that was partially blocked. She'll pick up her own rebound. Paige has got it. Now back to the point. Emmy Berg just set it in the left wing corner and out in front for Joey Schemenauer. She was set up a few feet out from the goaltender. Shemmy took a shot, and that was knocked down by Hawkinson. And it's going to be pushed back out to neutral ice with 4:43 left to go here in the first period. Still looking for our first goal of the afternoon. Here is CFM on the steal inside the zone. Nice play by Madeline Hebert to hold the zone, and Maddie's going to send this one into the left wing corner, but it deflects up and out of play here with 4:25 left to go in the scoreless period.
Looks like we got a penalty. Tripping on Mail.
Okay.
Must have been in the corner down low.
Yep, little out of eyesight here. So Mayo 0-for-1 in the power play, and CFM trying to turn their numbers around in that special teams department. It's got it right now. And they set up off the draw. They win the face-off, and it's into the right-wing corner, and CFM has got it right here. Addie Biskin hands off to Marley Sterling. Back to Biskin. One-time shot. Got a piece of the lumber of Hawkinson. Knocked out of the point. Nice job there by Sloop to keep it in the zone. And Biskin's got it right now. Addie feathers this one off to her left for Maddie Hebert. To Sloop at the point. Back to Hebert. And she'll carry it in behind the goaltender. Then hands off out in front for Emmalyn Stevenson. Sloop climbed in, took a shot just off the left wing wheel. And Hebert's got it for CFM. Brianna on the ice now, the player switch. And Hebert's going to come off for CFM right now. And Paige Steinmetz will enter this power play. We're at 56 seconds to go on the man advantage. At the point. Here is Marley Sterling with a chance. I think she was going to try to wrap it off the inboards. And here is CFM still controlling. They've controlled this power play pretty much all the power play inside the Rochester zone. It's on the hash marks, left wing wheel. And here is Paige. Turns, fires a shot in, and this one's going to be hauled out of the air by Hawkinson. And she'll hang on to that one.
A lot of good movement of the puck. Only a couple shots, so we got to get something towards the net, but definitely a lot of good movement and puck control.
Face off in the left wing circle in the Rochester zone. And it's Joey Schemenauer. Tries to turn it into the left corner, but picked off there by Rochester and cleared, and we're down to just 15 seconds to go in the power play. 2:40 on the game clock here in the first. Shots 15-2 in favor of CFM. And Paige is going to carry it into the zone and then have it stripped and cleared to center ice. And there's Ashley Sloop. Works it off on the near side for Joey. Struggled to haul it in and then carried it across the line. But she's got to get back on sides here, the team. And Rochester's got it right now. They'll move in. Dancing into the zone is Mayo. Now back to the point. Here is Gazois. Ella Gazois, the defenseman, took a shot. That was cut off, and we're back to 5-on-5 here. So both teams 0-for-1 in the power play as Biskin turns and sends one into the left wing corner. This one bounces off the inboards. Now it's going to be picked up on the half wall by Mayo. And they set up the breakout with 1:40 left to go here on the game clock in the first. Knocked off the inboards and racing over from right to left to get it is Alyssa Hare, who's played up on D tonight with the absence of Addison Frenette. Rochester rink wide on the break, but it's cut off as they just got out of their own zone. And here is Emma Burke. Emma sends it into the Rochester defensive zone. Bounced her out, and here comes Mayo. It is picked up by Cummings on this top forward line. Cummings, top scorer on the team, comes in, fires a shot. The rebound goes in. And Mayo is struck first. Under a minute to play in the first period. And they get the first goal of the game.
Yeah, three on one rush back towards our end. Usually three-on-ones never end well.
16-01 of the first.
Hey, come on, get it back.
And I know that Cummings is going to pick up an assist on this one. I think McKibben got the goal for them. And Mayo's got the one-goal lead here. Waning moments of the first period. Here comes CFM. 22, McKibben did get the goal. And Cummings with the assist. And it's 1-0 Mayo as CFM tries to throw some rubber on Hawkinson, the goaltender. At the point is Marley Sterling. Knocked it down. Kept the zone and sends this one off into the right wing corner. Under a half a minute to play here in the first period. Mayo's got it. Turns it out into the center circle. Sterling is there. And it's bumped around out there. And it's going to be picked up by Page. Skates up. 12 seconds to go in the period. Sends it in. CFM out of change here, but time's running out in the first period. Here's Mayo. Carries it to neutral ice. Now the handoff there for Sadawi. She skated about 4 feet in before the buzzer sounds here to end the period. Well, Chris, you felt like we were kind of dominating play. I mean, the shots are 16-4 in favor of CFM, but you've been around hockey long enough. You can win in the shot department, still trail in the scoreboard, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those games where it felt like we were definitely controlling the game, and then all it took was one odd man rush, or three on one rush the other way, and they up on the board with one goal, and we got zero, and the shots are 16-4. So girls are going to have to shake it off and come out and put that one behind them.
Yeah, see if they can generate some rebound tries here. They've had some initial shots, but they're not always there when the rebound is spit out by the goaltender.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get some traffic in front of the goaltender. That's one thing I'd like to see more, is some traffic in front of that goaltender and then strong in front of the net and finish it.
So the goal scored by Aria McKibben, that's just her first of the year. And the assist went to the top scorer of the team, Catherine Cummins, who picks up her 18th point, her fifth assist of the season. And CFM goes to the locker room with a 1-0 deficit here against Rochester Mayo. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep here in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. You can see how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots. It's rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. Greg Stewart, Chris Biskin here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And after one, it is CFM trailing Rochester Mayo 1-0. This is your home for Sabres hockey, WOGO. Back in just a few minutes.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Sabres hockey this afternoon on WOGO. Got a high school doubleheader today with the girls' game first. Non-conference game against Rochester Mayo right now. And then later tonight, the Chi Cards boys hockey team will host Rice Lake, trying to win the season series after beating the Warriors in a close game up there about a month ago or so. And, it's going to be a fun afternoon of high school hockey. Fans starting to come in here today, and this place is going to be a nice, warm, comforting place. The heat's on. Fans are around here. And, nothing better on a cold winter day, Chris, than coming into the hockey rink, right?
Absolutely. Great atmosphere. And boys has got a talented up-and-coming team, some very talented upperclassmen as well. But they definitely got some young talent coming up that are going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, for sure. All right, break down this first period. We talked about the lack of, following up on the scoring chances here. And hopefully we could improve in that department. What else you see?
I think just keep our feet moving and get to the net, and definitely trying to get some screens in play, and definitely crashing that for the rebounds. And sometimes it seems like if we get down one, we get a little down. We just need to forget about that. They're controlling the game. At least it felt like, other than that one goal, it felt like we were in control, like you said. They just need to keep moving, and I think positive things are going to come here in the second and third.
Yeah, I think so too. There's still a lot of time left here. Shots 16-4 in favor of CFM, so they have dominated the game, and that's how it goes sometimes. But we still have a couple of periods left, and they're chucking that puck a lot at Hawkinson, the goaltender. Just needs some stuff away from her. We had one good flurry in there. I think we had three shots in a row. And the goaltender moved very well in the paint and knocked it down, but could use a little more of that, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that one flurry, she definitely made a couple big saves where they easily could have been in the net. So for a sophomore goaltender, she came up with some nice saves. A
couple of sophomores out here in Hawkinson for Rochester Mayo and Cassie Hare for CFM. It comes in with a 8.91 save percentage. Goals against average, pretty good at 2.77. And a 9-7 record. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. If you need anything glass connected, a new mirror, quality shower doors, new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. We will have puck drop here, getting to the second period. It's CFM trailing Rochester Mayo today by a 1-0 count after one. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
It's Rochester Mayo up 1-0 on the goal at 16:01 of the first. We were down to the last minute of the game or so, and it was Aria McKibben picked up her first goal of the season, and the assist went to Catherine Cummins, a freshman who's the top scorer on Mayo this year. And that's where we sit right now, dominated by CFM the first period, 16-4 the shots, but trailing 1-0. So what do you think they're talking about in that locker room right now, Chris?
I think they're saying let's keep getting these pucks to the net, and as we keep saying, get some traffic down there and be ready for a rebound. The goalie's making some really good initial saves, and there's going to be rebounds there, and we need to be there to capitalize on it.
You bet. Hopefully pick up one here soon, and both teams with a power play opportunity. CFM controlled the zone. They didn't get a lot of quality shots on Hawkinson, the goaltender, but they did really gain the zone and keep it for almost two full minutes here. And that's a positive, and hopefully can improve on the special teams here in the second period. Pick up a power play goal or two would be terrific. Well, Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Wynn Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. First game of our twin bill here tonight. It's CFM against Rochester Mayo. And following up on this one, we'll have play-by-play coverage of the Chi-Hi boys hockey team. They assembled probably an hour, hour and a half ago or so. They were here early getting ready for their BRC battle with Rice Lake. Good that Rochester made the trip over today, and they are out of their locker room and ready to get on the ice, and I see CFM coming out as well here this afternoon. Thursday afternoon hockey here with CFM and Rochester. Good crowd on hand here today, and it's going to be CFM. Brianna leading the team out on the ice. Cassie Hare will set up shop at the north end of the barn here.
Looks like Brianna did get some new fancy skates.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah. I heard she got some new wheels there, huh? That's cool. Yeah. Said the old ones were worn out, Mom. Got to get the new ones here. So she's out there with her teammates, and here comes Rochester Mayo. Hawkinson will rough up the paint at the south end of the building. And Rochester Mayo with a big M on their sweaters here today. I think there are at least a couple of teams playing hockey down there. Mayo and Rochester's got three or four
Lords.
High schools.
Lords.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so Tony Menard is going to send out Joey Sheminar's unit on the forward line. And Sloop and Sterling defensively. And here we go in the second period. Catherine Cummins on that top line. The freshman takes a draw for Rochester Mayo. They've got it. They work it up through neutral ice. And Cummins across the blue line right now into the CFM zone. Track down in behind the goaltender. Cummins turns, tries centering pass. That's cut off as it came out in front. And they got it to the blue line, but not up and out. Held there by Roth, the defenseman. And she turned it into the left wing corner. And this one's going to pop back across the line. And CFM's got a chance to carry it in. Here is Brianna. And she worked her way to the top of the wheel on the near side, then lost it. And CFM trying to pick up the loose change in the corner. They do. Here is Brianna Bunicontro into the left wing corner and carried it in behind the goaltender. Then it was swept off her stick. And here comes Rochester Mayo. They counter into the zone. It is Seams. Claire Seams has got it. She'll roll left to right and then leaves one top of the wheel on the far side for Cassidy Arch. She turned, ripped a shot. That one kicked off a player, a CFM player, into the right wing elbow. And it's loose top of the circle on the near side. This one slips in through traffic just beyond Cassie Hare. I think she might have gotten a little piece of that. Here comes Addison Biscuit. Crosses the blue line. Worked her way into the zone, then lost it. And it's bumped back out through neutral ice all the way in the CFM zone. Tracked down there by the Sabres. Here's Biscuit right now. One-on-one. Moves up the ice very quickly, then lost the puck as she came into the Spartan zone. And it's going to be dropped in the left wing corner by Rochester Mayo. Just a couple of minutes into the second period, CFM looking for the equalizer here, trailing 1-0. Carried up the ice by Emmeline Stevenson. And she'll work it off to the left for Paige Steinmetz. And the give and go right there for Brianna. And it broke down on the left wing wheel. And this one stopped at the post, at the point, I should say. And a redirect try by Paige down low as the puck came hard in toward the net. And she had a chance, got a piece of it, but not on the goaltender. And this one's going to be turned. Yeah, she might have. It looked like it might have rung some steel down there. And on the forecheck is Joey Sheminar. And it looks as if CFM's picking up the pace here a little bit. The wraparound try by the Sabres. And Joey Sheminar with a chance on the wrap, but that one swallowed up by the goaltender. Does it look like there's a little more energy with the team right now?
Yeah, definitely, especially that first line. They had a nice flurry there and unfortunately hit the crossbar. Nice shot by Ashley and a good tip by Joey. They're working hard.
Here is Kinley Lau on the draw. Set it into the right wing corner of the Rochester Mayo zone. And a scrum down in the left wing corner now. Lau's got it for CFM. Centering pass. That one cut off by Rochester and sent to the far wall. This is Lau. He walked it in. This one's going to pop back to the point. And a deflect up into the Raptors. And out of play. 13:52 left to go here in the second period. CFM trailing by one. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank shots 19-4. Very lopsided in favor of CFM. They trail it 1-0, though. And here is Emmalyn Stevenson, who took the drop and turned and fired a shot. This one ricochets into the right wing corner for Addie Biskin. Turn, wrapped it around the boards, and it's still in the Rochester zone. Biskin on the forecheck, put a shoulder into the Rochester player. Still in the Mayo zone. And let's see where it's going to go. Brought off the wall there, peeled off the dasher by Biskin. She carried it to the hole, but then lost it. And this one's going to come back out to neutral. On the back check is Emmalyn. Turn, fired a shot ahead for Addie, carried it a few feet, then lost it. Here's Rochester Mayo, the counter, as they come in across the line. Here is Cummings. She'll come in down the slot, fires a shot, and a save made by Cassie Hare. 13 exactly left to go on the clock here in the second. And the faceoff is going to come to the glove side of Cassie Hare.
Having some good zone time, so hopefully they're going to pop one in.
Hope so. Yeah, they spent the majority of the afternoon down in the Rochester end of the ice. And here comes Brianna. Bonacontro trying to chase it down to the corner of the Rochester zone. She'll wheel and deal in back of the net. And then hands off for Emma Berg. Emma's got it. Goes into the corner. Backhand try. Blind centering pass. Rochester picks that off. And here they come across the line. It is Elizabeth Arndt. Arndt sisters up on this line. And Elizabeth took it on the half wall, then lost it on the centering pass. It's going to come high in the CFM zone and then pushed out by the Sabres all the way down, and that will draw the whistle for icing here. 12:21 left to go, second period. And you look at this game, Chris, you don't feel like it's going to be a 1-0 score here.
It certainly doesn't. I mean, we're well on pace to get the shots that we were asking for, you know, Coach Menard wanted to see. So these pucks have got to start going in.
Mayo's got it. They sent it off to the D, and that was picked. Let's see if CFM can do something with it. Madeline Hebert into the zone. She struggled as she had some stick check going on from Rochester Mayo, and the Spartans able to bring it out of their own defensive zone. It's out at neutral. That was Sadawi who carried it to the blue line, then lost it. And CFM counters. This one angled in by Madeline Hebert. And it's going to roll from right to left. Into the corner in the Rochester zone. 11:42 left to go. Comes to the point. Ashley Sloop tried to hold it, but an offsides call right here. 11:39 remaining in the second period. Rochester hanging on to a 1-0 lead. Berry Global, innovators in plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. This one again brought in offsides that came out by CFM. And we'll do it again. Mike McCormick changing up his forward line, getting to that Cummings line. And they'll be countered by Plow, Furstenberg, and Lisas up front for Tony Menard. Hammered off the dasher on the far side. And this one is picked off. Long stretch pass by Berg. Didn't connect, and an icing call against CFM.
A little off in the neutral zone, transitioning back to go back into the zone, resulted in icing.
So they'll drop in the CFM zone here. And Joey Sheminar, fresh out of the box, will take it for the Sabres. Lays it back into the corner, and here comes CFM. Lead pass intended for Otacontro. Couldn't chase it down, and Rochester Mayo will play it back in the zone. This one right on front. Great save by Cassie Harris. It came across the paint. And here comes CFM countering up the ice. And Brianna into the left wing corner trying to find the loose change. This one wrapped around the boards. Getting over from left to right is Emmy Berg. Lays that one off the dasher. And CFM had it intercepted and cleared out to center by Rochester Mayo. 10:30 left to go, second period. Rochester up 1-0 on that first period goal. 16:01, the waning seconds of the first period. Here is Ashley Sloop with a fresh set of legs. And it's going to be Maddie Hebert carrying it to the cage. And she was cut off as she came in. Hebert's got it. Wraps this one off the wall over to Addie Biskin. She went into the left wing corner, tried to open up some space, back to the point. Sloop has got it for CFM. Biskin in the corner, setting this one up kind of like a power play. They're working the points, and Hebert's got it behind the cage. Handed off to Biskin. She poked at it. This one's going to come around. And Emma Berg skates over on the wall on the far side. Lays it ahead for Emma Lynn. Over to Maddie Hebert. Backhand try. Kicked aside by Hawkinson, the goaltender. And it's going to pop loose. And here comes Rochester Mayo. They carry it up the ice into center ice. Nice back check right there by Page. Steino's got it. Crosses the blue line. Moves in. Fires a shot. And Hawkinson found it. Tied her up a little bit. But the sophomore goaltender from Mayo knocked it down enough to put the glove on. And she'll hang on.
Good shot by Page coming through right just straight inside the circle and put it, looked like it was going 5-hole. The goalie came up with it.
Yeah, she shut it off in a hurry. Shots 20-6 in favor of CFM. They trail, though, on the scoreboard, one zip. And this one is lobbed around the boards, and Rochester's going to throw it all the way down the ice, and that will draw the icing whistle right here. In the latest My Hockey poll, CFM comes in number 11 in the state. Very competitive team this year, playing all comers to within a goal or two, except for one blowout loss early on in the season against one of the top teams in the state. Backhanded off the half boards, tracked down there by Joey Schemenauer. And it's going to be Stilling caught up inside the Mayo zone. Nice keep on the near side by Ashley Sloop. She is really developing into a fine defenseman. Here is Joey behind the cage. Centering pass, and it got through the players, the CFM players, and bounces all the way back down the ice. Tracked down there by Sterling. Tries to lay a pass ahead intended for Lysis, and she couldn't catch it, but icing's going to be waved off here, and CFM trying to get something from behind the cage out in front. Here is Kinley Lau. Turns on her forehand, works it behind the cage. This one pops out in front, but nobody there wearing the red, white, and black for CFM. And it is Sather, Sophia Sather for Mayo, that brings it up into the right wing corner in the CFM zone. 8:04 left to go. Here's CFM on the break after the intercept. And Kinley Lau's got it near the end of her shift. She skates across the blue line. Sends one into the left wing corner and tracked down there by Lysis. She'll work it for Sterling. Walks in, top of the wheel on the far side, tries a wrist shot. Went wide by a few feet. Ricochets out of the corner, and this one's going to come back to the CFM blue line and just inside the Sabres zone. Emma Berg has got it. Berg looks up the ice. Madeline Hebert waiting for a pass. And took it in the left wing corner, and this one is going to be picked by Mayo. They tried to clear, but they can't. Now it comes across the line, out to center ice for Sloop. She'll wheel over to her left, fire a shot in with 7:09 left to go here in the second period. And tracked down along the CFM blue line by Emma Berg. Here comes Rochester Mayo. They move in. A shot taken. Cut off just a few feet off the paint. And Emma Berg has got it the right wing corner, still in the CFM zone, but Rochester's got it right now. Wrap around try right there. Blocked, and here comes Addie Biscuit. Biscuit on the breakaway, moves in, and she fires a backhand shot, dangled down to the cage, and her backhander came off the goaltender. It's at the point. Ashley Sloop hammers this one into the right wing corner. CFM still controlling inside the zone with 6:23 left to go. Shots 22-16 in favor of the Sabres. Top of the circle is Paige. She got turned around and then rifled a wrist shot toward the net. It was blocked out in front. And Rochester's going to carry it across the blue line and onto their defensive zone. CFM's got to get on sides. They do. Here's Brianna into the left wing corner. And a whistle stops play right there. Well, a lot of action, Dad, huh?
Yeah, a lot of action. Still 22-6 in shots, so Rochester's only seen two shots in the period. It's been in their end most of the time, so we need to continue to fire the rubber.
22-6 in favor of CFM. The shots, 5:55 left to go, second period. Clean win there, and a really strong shot, heavy shot from Ashley Sloop. The defenseman who launched a BB at the goaltender.
Great
and
shot.
Hawkinson tracked that down and made the save. Face off in the Rochester zone. 5:49 left to go here in the period. This one's going to come back to Sloop. She's got the green light to jump in, and she does on the half boards right now. Tried a shot, and this one's going to pop back out, and Joey's got to get on it. Sheminar back to her own territory, up to Paige Steinmetz. We'll lob this one into the right wing corner in the Rochester zone. And it's on the yellow stripe half wall in the Rochester Mayo zone. Set in from the point by Sterling. Ticked a little bit by a stick and got redirected. And Rochester is going to dump this one all the way down. Icing's going to be waved off, and CFM's got to retreat to their own end of the ice. Here is Rochester centering pass between the skates of the Spartans player. And that one was intercepted. And Emily Stevenson's got it for CFM. Stevenson, one-on-one. Stevenson launched a shot. Didn't get a whole lot on it. And this one is labeled for the right wing corner. Here is Biscuit. Addison's got it. Lays it out in front for Hebert. Turns, centering backhand pass, cut off by Rochester. And Mayo, as Spartans will carry it up. That was Cummings who carried it out through neutral ice. And they tried to go back to the point a little deep there. Or was it CFM? I guess they shot the breakout pass there. And so that's going to be an icing call against the Sabres. 4:23 left to go, second period. Time winded down here in the second. We still trail it 1-0. Rochester scored at 16:01 of the first. McKibben got her first goal of the season, and that's held up so far. Here is CFM. Head manning pass for Furstenberg. She can't catch up to it. It was Sadawi on the back check for Mayo to clear it out of her own zone. Back to the CFM end of the ice. Held at the point there by Sadawi. And she's kicking at it along with Leases down there for CFM. And this one's going to go cross ice on the boards on the near side in the CFM zone. We're down to 3:42 left to go here in the second period. And it comes loose out at neutral ice. Tipped ahead by Furstenberg for a moment, then lost it. And it's going to be tossed in from neutral by Rochester Mayo. It's on the yellow stripe in the CFM zone. Furstenberg was down there to take the feed, but can't catch up to it. And loose out of neutral. Back to the CFM zone. Angled off the boards and right out of the tape of Desois, Ella Desois, for Rochester Mayo. This one's going to be cycled from left to right with 3:01 left to go here in the period. Back in the Sabre zone. Cut off of the breakout there by Sather. And it's back in the CFM zone, but we got an offsides, delayed offsides call here against Mayo, so that should bring it out of the zone here for the faceoff. 2:48 left to go. We're still looking for that equalizer here, Chris.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of zone time, but you know, if you look at the shots, we're at 23, and they started the period with 16, so we need to get some more shots.
Had a strong opening to the period. It seems like it's slacked off just a little bit, doesn't it?
Yep. Definitely does.
Here's CFM, though, right now with a chance. Page moves in, fires a shot off the goaltender. The follow right there, and it goes in. Ashley Sloop, who has had some chances here tonight, will get the goal, and we're tied at one apiece.
Very nice shot from the point by Ashley. Nice shot by Page first, and then Ashley followed up with a nice shot from the point, a low, nice, hard shot.
Absolutely. Boy, Sloop has been in the neighborhood all night, hasn't she?
Yep, she's definitely a very strong defenseman and has a very bright future. Big, strong defenseman, nice shot. She's fun to watch.
Ashley with her third goal of the year, the assist going to Paige Steinmetz. That's her 10th point of the season, and we're tied at one apiece. You just felt like, you know, the floodgates were going to open sometime, and CFM was going to find the back of the twine here, and they finally did with 2:22 left to go. Let's see if we can kind of erupt here in the late stages of the second period into the third. 2:15 and counting off the Sloop goal, and Rochester will dump this one all the way back down into the CFM zone. Sabres on the breakdown. This one goes from right to left, tracked down on the half wall by Mayo. And now it's loose top of the circle on the near wing. Corner battle developing in the CFM zone. It's going to come high in the zone, but held there by the defenseman. The pick by CFM, angled off the boards. Can they clear? Nope. Nice keep on the near point by Desjois. And they still have it in our zone. Now it comes back to the left point. Jaden Lester kicks at it, but lost it. And here comes Madeline Hebert. Hebert with Biskin on her wing, moved into the right wing circle, launched a shot, partially blocked. And this one's gonna slide off into the left wing corner and brought back out by Rochester Mayo. On the boards, and near a minute to play here in the second period. This is where Rochester scored in the first. CFM's got to be careful here. It's Emma Berg, turns it up the ice, back to the blue line. And Rochester is there to throw it back in the CFM zone. Here's Cummings for Rochester, just inside CFM territory. Intercepted. Brianna's got it for the Sabres. Kicks it into the right wing corner. Centering pass for Paige. She was tied up as she was out in front. Nice pass there, though, from Luna Contro. This one's going to come back out with 15 seconds left to go in the period. Loose inside the CFM zone. And Emma Berg is there for the Sabres. Played ahead as we tick it down to just 5 seconds left to go. And here is Luna Contro, who had loose puck come to her, and she fired a wrist shot that was fended off by the goaltender. And that's how the period ends. So CFM breaks through on the goal by Ashley Sloop at 14:20. And we square it up heading into the third period, Chris.
Yeah, it was nice to see them get one on the board there. They've been working hard, having a lot of good zone time, but the shots did slow down. I think we ended up with 8 shots that period opposed to the 16. So we dropped down a little bit there, but they still feel like they're controlling the game.
Did you see a different team come out here a bit from the first period that you saw in the second?
I felt like they came out really strong at the beginning of the second period. They're on top of the puck right away, and then it seemed to slow down a little bit, and then they seemed to get back on it. So there was a little low in between there, but we did have a lot of good puck control, but we'd like to see that generate some opportunities and get a lot more rubber towards the net.
All right, 1-1 our count after two periods here, 24-7. The shots in favor of the Sabres. They've been on top of the shot department all afternoon long. And they lead it, or I should say they're tied right now, 1-1 with Rochester Mayo heading into the third period here on WOGO Pally Eau Claire. Chippewa Falls got the boys game to follow this. The Cards will host Rice Lake right after our game here tonight. We'll help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. It's Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4kids.com. Chris and Greg here with you. Zach Wycheck doing his usual terrific job back at our WOGO Communication Center, and we'll send it to him for a few minutes of these important messages from our sponsors. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Yeah, if he sees it, he can bring it. Bring a couple of them up to me. It'd be great. CFM hockey tonight. They tied this one up against Rochester Mayo in the second. It was a long time coming. Mayo scored at 16:01 of the first as Rhea McKibben got her first goal of the season. That held up for a long time until 14:20 of the second period. Ashley Sloop, the freshman defenseman, she's going to have a great career here. Strong defenseman. Seems like she's got her head up and smart defenseman. She came in. Had been knocking at the door. Finally broke through at 14:20. The assist going to Paige Steinmetz. And you felt at that point, Chris, like maybe things are going to bust loose here and CFM is going to maybe pile it on. It hasn't happened so far, but we still have another period of hockey left here.
Yeah, I'm hoping to see that happen here in the third period early on. They come out strong and pop another quick one in and, like you said, open up the floodgates. It's nice to see Ashley put in another goal. She's definitely probably has one of the hardest shots on the team. She's got a really nice, hard shot. She's definitely going to have a bright future and having a good season already in her freshman year.
Been a pretty quiet night for Cassie Hare between the pipes, huh? 7 shots total.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of those were a little long range, but a couple up close. So hopefully she's on her toes and ready.
That's tough for a goaltender when you don't see a lot of rubber during the game.
Absolutely. You can be sitting there for a while, and then all of a sudden, you know, like we had at the end of the first period, a 3-on-1 rush, and, you know, she didn't see much action, and all of a sudden, 3-on-1.
Better be ready, huh?
Yep, better be ready.
1-1 our score right now. It's up for grabs here. CFM and Rochester Mayo on WOGL. Boys game to follow. Rice Lake heading down here to take on Scott Parker's Chi-High Cardinals. We'll have that for you on the heels of this one. Hopefully, add to the scoring here for CFM in the third. Kind of break this one loose from the stranglehold we've been in all afternoon long. It's 1-1 CFM and Rochester Mayo High School Girls Hockey. And this is Sabres Hockey on WOGL. We'll be back.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For 3 generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your 3 float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has 2 full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
CFM locked at a 1-1 tie with Rochester Mayo here this afternoon. The first game of our twin bill for high school hockey. We've got Chi-High boys against Rice Lake coming up. Both teams 0-for-1 on the power play. So haven't been a whole lot of penalties. It's been a pretty clean game here, Chris Biscuit.
Yes, very clean game. I think just the one penalty that we had early on where one of the players that I may know stopped moving her feet.
Yeah, that's for CFM. Rochester drew a penalty as well. And both teams kind of anemic on the power play here. Didn't get a whole lot of chance to work on it. But two even strength goals. We sit at 1-1 coming in here to the third period. So what do you think the key is going to be here down the stretch for the Sabres?
I'd like to see him put another 15 or 16 shots up on the board this period, and I think that'll end up with hopefully a 3 or 4-1 win is what I'm hoping.
Yeah, maybe get out to a quick start here. Maybe get that second and third goals early in the period to kind of deflate Rochester a little bit here, huh?
Absolutely. If we can come out and jump on them again early, it'll get the momentum even going quicker, and I think that'll set the tone for the rest of this third period.
Sloop, the goal for CFM, and the assist going to Paige Steinmetz. That was at 14:20 of the second period here today. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. That's lakeland.edu/blended. Stripes are out here. Dupree, Richards, and Kohler. And the teams to follow shortly here this afternoon. Again, Chi-Hi boys hockey to come here tonight. The evening slot is theirs here at home against Rice Lake. Chi-Hi beating the Warriors earlier this season in a close one. Always a good battle when those two teams play. And looking forward to that one. Expect that one to be pretty tight as well. And this one's going to come down to the third period, maybe OT. Hopefully we can finish off Rochester in the third. As CFM has dominated this one, leading in shots 24-7. Here this afternoon, and we're tied at one apiece. Rochester out of the locker room. Here comes CFM, and here we go to the third period. Cold day, nice to be indoors in the warm booth, and the heat's on in the building here, so pretty comfortable environment for folks here. And Cassie Hare set up where she started the evening. In the south end of the building, the CFM goaltender, sophomore, opposed by a sophomore, Olivia Hawkinson, for Rochester Mayo. She's ready to go. One last little word of encouragement by her teammate, Ellie Roth. She gets back to her D spot. And we are underway here in the third period. There's the drop set toward the Rochester zone by CFM. As Brianna tried to carry it in deep, lost it, but took the feed from the point. Brianna's got it, the left elbow in the Rochester zone. Joey Schemenauer helps her out. Some puck support right there. Turn, fired a centering pass that got into the right wing corner. And a shot taken by Brianna. Scooped up right there, and Hawkinson was there to shut it down. The goaltender for Rochester Mayo, that's a nice start here just a few seconds into the period.
Yes, a very nice shot out by Brianna, and then Paige was right there, and Joey ran on the doorsteps ready for a rebound, but the goalie scarfed that one up.
Face off to Hawkinson's glove side here, and it's pulled back to the D for CFM. One-timer on net by Sterling. That one patted into the left-wing corner by Hawkinson. And we got a two-on-two developing on the half wall. This one swept around from left to right in the Rochester zone. And it's going to be carried up to the point. Handed off right there for Ashley Sloop, who's got the lone CFM goal. Off the half wall, centering pass for Biskin. She was tied up a little bit. Sloop is going to jump right in and go into the corner and keep the puck pinned in deep. Now it's still inside the zone. Now the back check right there is Emmeline Stevenson. She was dropped on the check, and we're going to have a power play coming up here for CFM on the hold. And the Sabres have their second power play of the afternoon here. Boy, it'd be nice to have this payoff, huh?
Yes, this would be a good time to capitalize on this power play. A couple good shifts right away. They're working hard, and they drew a penalty.
Joey Schemenauer The junior will take the draw for CFM. Back to the point. Now it's lobbed into the right wing corner. And there's Brianna Buticatro up to the point. Angled off the boards by Berg. And a one-timer top of the wheel by Paige Steinmetz, who's already got a point here tonight. Turned and ripped one toward the goaltender. This sophomore has played well for them. Olivia Hawkinson has had to make some pretty tough saves here this afternoon. It is Brianna Buticatro. Dives underneath the net, and a centering pass right there for Schemenauer. Hammered it right into the goaltender's pads.
Just barely had it on her pad. Otherwise, yep. It was going in for
Joey. It was close. Schemenauer will take the drop right here. Right wing circle. This one brought to the point. Nice hold there by Ashley Sloop. Turned over on her backhand to hold the zone. And still with the power play, a minute 25 left to go on the man advantage. This one redirected down in front by Schemenauer. Takes a feed from behind the cage, but just beyond her reach. And feathered off the boards by Berg for Page inside the left wing circle. Down low now for Brianna Buticatro to Sloop over on the left wing side. Over to Emma Berg to Sloop, and into the corner goes cross ice for Paige Steinmetz. Here is Berg. She'll hand this one off to Paige and couldn't quite reach it. There's the intercept and cleared across the line. Not very deep. Sloop's going to come over. Trades places with Emma Berg, and CFM able to keep it pinned pretty close to the Rochester zone. Here is Paige. Wheels and deals inside the zone. Moved from her right to her left. And then tried a backhand shot on net. And Hawkinson with the save right there. And here is Sterling. Turns, fires a wrist shot on net. Scooped up right there by Hawkinson. And we're down to 23 seconds to go on the man advantage. Well, kind of similar, Chris, like the first power play. We spent a lot of time in their zone. Same thing happened here.
Yeah, a lot of good control of the puck. We just got to get some more movement towards the net.
So the drop will be in the right wing circle. Emmeline Stevenson trying to win it for CFM, and this one's going to be poked out by Mayo. 15 seconds all that's left here in the power play. 14:03 left to go in the game clock here in the third. We're tied at one apiece. This one's set up the ice by CFM, and an icing call right there, even though we have the power play. 4 seconds to go. And the Sabres man advantage here. 13:56 on the game clock in the third period. Faceoff's going to come to the stick side of Hare. And tic-tac-toe out of the zone comes CFM. Here is Biscuit, one-on-one. Addy into the zone, drifts off to the right. And she'll lay one in behind the goaltender. And this one's going to come over to Maddie Hebert. Hebert fanned on it. That gives Rochester a chance. But nice work on the back check by Emmeline Stevenson to keep it inside the zone. She'll roll it from left to right into the corner. And it's still inside the Rochester zone. In the low slot, here's a backhand try. And ripped out of the air. It was Emma Lynn with a chance, turned and fired a backhander right into the goaltender. Tough shot, but the goaltender made a big-time save right there.
Yeah, point-blank shot by Emma Stevenson, and she came up with a nice glove save.
Face-off in the Rochester zone. Left wing circled. Clean win back to the D. And this one's lobbed around the boards. In the Rochester zone, but they can't clear it out. CFM with a chance. Here's a try on net. Rebound, big rebound given up by Hawkinson. Ashley Sloop gunned one in, and Hawkinson left the rebound. Then it was cleared by the D into the left wing corner. Still caught up in the Rochester zone. Here's a shot taken, ricocheted off some bodies out in front from Emma Berg's chance, and it's on the half wall in the CFM zone. Here's a centering pass. Oh, just missed right there. Brianna Buticatro tried to turn it toward the cage and just missed by a few inches. Rochester Mayo on the breakout. That was intercepted. Here's a one-timer by Sloop at the point. It's in the corner. Centering pass, but nobody there for CFM. And this one's going to be turned up by Sophia Sather all the way down, but that'll draw the icing call right here. So I think the quality of the shots, Chris, have gotten better.
Yes, a lot of good pressure. So we just got to see one go in here. 31 shots at this point. One's coming in here. I feel it coming.
Face off in the Rochester zone. Pushed into the corner by CFM, and then they go on the attack. Here's Emmeline Stevenson to Biskin. Addie works it behind the cage and then tried to center. Jumping in was Emma Berg, and this one set toward the front of the net. And then cleared by Rochester. They've got it in the half wall. Carries it to the point. Just got it beyond the blue line, and Rochester starts to form up out of neutral ice, and they bring it into the CFM zone. Centering pass right there for Cummins, or rather Elizabeth Art out there. Both players pretty close in size, and this one comes back to the point for Rochester, and a one-timer right there by Ellie Roth, the defenseman. And that one deflected off a stick. Pretty close. She was going top shelf from a few feet inside the zone. 11:25 left to go, and now we've got a delayed call, and there is the whistle.
Penalty on us.
CFM giving up a penalty here. We've had two power plays, and now we're going to give Rochester one right here. Body check, the call on CFM's Emma Berg. So she'll sit. Pretty clean game so far, but this is a crucial moment in this one. 11:23 left to go in a tight 1-1 contest here. Shots 35-8, lopsided in favor of CFM. There's a blast from the blue line that was knocked down out in front by Brianna Bunicatro as they set up in their box. Rochester's got it. In the left wing corner is Elizabeth Art. Art gives it over on the right side. And that, I believe, was to her sister. And this one is cleared by CFM. 1:25 left to go in the Rochester power play. They've got it along the CFM blue line. Claire Seams has got it for Rochester. Catherine Cummins now on this line, this power play unit for Mike McCormick's Rochester Mayo Club. On the blue line now, 1:05 left to go here in the power play. 10:25 in the game clock. We're tied at one. And racing into the corner is Ashley Sloop. Tried to throw it outside the zone and knocked down by Paige Steinmetz. The puck came off her shin guards and ricochets all the way down in the CFM in the Rochester zone. Paige with a chance, shorthanded, turned and fired one on the goaltender Hawkinson. She flagged that one down, turned it into the corner, and here is Madeline Hebert. She'll rag the puck out at neutral ice, taking some time off the clock here with 30 seconds to go in the power play. Hebert spins into the zone, then coughs it up, and Joey Schemenauer, nice forecheck right there to kick the puck around. And then the stick lift by Joey on the back check. Good job by number 27 right there. Banked off the wall, out of neutral ice, and Ashley Sloop returns the favor into the Rochester zone with 4 seconds left. That's it for Mayo's power play. Here's Ellie Roth. He's going to carry it in, and we're back to five players apiece as Biskin gets on the ice, but an icing call right here against the Sabres. 9:15 left to go. Crowd building up here as we go to the evening contests. Chi Cardinals against Rice Lake. And big crowd here for the girls' game as well. 9:15 left to go. Third period on WOGO Radio. CFM works it back into the left wing corner. Sloop battling for it. And here is Emmeline Stevenson. Turned it deep in the zone to open up some space. And she's got it right now. Stevenson banks this off the wall. Tried to chase the puck down herself. As it went into the Rochester zone, she gets there first. Emmeline trying to peel it off the wall. Now she'll drag the puck from left to right. Back out to the point, and a one-timer by Emma Berg is swallowed up by the goaltender Hawkinson, who had a clean look at it. 8:46 left to go, third period.
Good penalty kill. So hopefully now we can get back on offense and put one in here.
Well, you would think with shots 37-8, it's hard to imagine a 1-1 game here. Faceoff is going to come in the Rochester zone. And Kenley Lau will take the draw for CFM. There's the drop. Turned into the right wing corner of the Rochester zone. This one bounced off the side of the cage. Comes back to the point. Emma Berg has got it. She'll lob this one into the right wing corner. Sloop is there. Rand Furstenberg there along the wall on the far side. And this one sent to the side of the net. Cut off there by Rochester. Banged off the inboards. It's going to be on the half wall in the Rochester zone. CFM trying to get the lead here. It scoots back out. Sterling lost it for a second. Fanned out it. And Rochester's got it at the CFM blue line. Carried in there on the near wing side by Elizabeth Hart. Hart tried a backhand centering pass. That cut off by CFM. And it's worked back out through neutral ice by Emma Berg. She crosses the blue line into the right wing corner. Then drifts off into the elbow and leaves it for Paige Steinmetz, who was at the hash marks between the wheels. Steino turned, fired a shot that was partially knocked out, and Joey Sheminar has got it for the Sabres. Here's a pass out in front, intercepted by Rochester. 7:25 left to go here in the period. Knocked out as she came in, the Rochester player into the zone. And CFM organizes. Paige Steinmetz has got it for the Sabres. Seminar down the slot area as she is in a one-on-one battle down low with the Rochester defenseman, and this one's swept all the way down. And this one's going to be an icing call against the Spartans of Rochester Mayo. 7:03 left to go here in the third period. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/logo. Sterling fanned on it from the point. As we're back to action here, 6:52 left to go, and Rochester will carry it out to center ice. Cut off there by Ashley Sloop. She'll go rink wide, and the breakout begins. Comes right back to Sloop on the deflect. Here is Biskin, turns, fires a wrister in deep in the Rochester zone. Spartans have it. Banged off the boards on the near side as they try to clear. Good forecheck here by CFM. 6:24 left to go in the third period. Next one could win this one. Goals hard to come by. Rochester scoring in the first. And then CFM at 14:20 of the second. Sloop with Vitaly for Tony Menard's Sabres. And here's an icing call against Rochester Mayo. 6:06 left to go here.
13 shots so far in the third period. So they're getting some shots towards the net.
Joey, go ahead.
13-1 in shots.
13-1, wow. Joey Sheminar trying to win the draw. Back to the point there for Emma Burch. She shot it, but right into Shemmy. And this one, and we got a little scrum going here. Brianna Budicontro and the Rochester player got into it down there. That was Campbell, I think. Natalie Campbell, yes, for Rochester. Both players just kind of mixing it up there. So let's see if they take both here. And they will. There'll be coincidentals here. As Campbell will sit the freshman for Rochester. And Brianna for CFM here with 5:55 left to go in the third period. Now a discussion, Jay Dupree with his fellow referees, trying to figure out if they're going to add something to this one. And we'll find out. Right now, It's going to be 5-on-5, but maybe not. A 5-minute major against Bodicontro and a 2-minute minor for Crosscheck. And a 5-minute major on the freshman Natalie Campbell for Rochester, but not the extra 2 minutes. So it'll be a power play for Rochester when this 5-minute major is burned off. But we only have 5:55 left in the game. So coincidentals right here will remain 5-on-5 hockey here, Chris.
Yeah, you got to keep your cool there. It looks like both of them lost their cool.
Probably some words were spoken maybe throughout the night. This one back to the point. A one-timer knocked down by Paige. Let's see if she can counter. Paige Steinmetz comes in. There we go. A trip call on Rochester. As soon as they touch it, there's a delayed call. Paige, great job to head to the hole and then draw the penalty. Now, a few steps further, she would add a penalty shot, but they're going to call this one for a trip. And so that will give CFM the power play right there. That was all number two right there.
Yeah, it shows good work. Good work by Paige. Blocked the shot and then came down and worked hard toward the net and got her legs taken off from her ether. So,
well, the power play hasn't been anything to crow about this year at 12.3%, but this would be a great time to get it unleashed. Well, 4-on-4. Okay, yeah, 4-on-4. All right, so we'll just have a player off the ice right now. Off this one. And here we go. That's right. We had the extra 2-minute minor on Brianna. So that's where it all adds up here. 4-on-4. Big sheet icer with 5:16 left to go here in the third. And here we go. Rolling down the ice is Rochester Mayo. They hand it right to Ashley Sloop. She says thank you and tosses one off the boards, but she was behind the center red stripe, so that'll be an icing call against CFM. 5:03 on the game clock. 1:08 left on the penalty, the first penalty, and 1:20 remaining on the penalty to the freshman for Rochester, and an icing call here again on CFM.
Yeah, I think they thought we were on the penalty kill there for a minute, so she realizes
yep.
now.
Yep. 4-on-4 right now. Lots of space on the ice. 4:57 on the game clock. Clean win for Rochester. They get it back to the D. Blocked there off Emily Stevenson. And here is Madeline Hebert. They did have it on sides. I thought they might have to touch up. There's a drop pass from Hebert to Stevenson. Didn't get a whole lot of muscle on the shot. And that one snatched out of the air by Hawkinson. So the faceoff is going to come in the Rochester zone. 4:43 left to go here in the third period, tied at one. Joey Schemenauer got it on the half wall, but then Rochester picked it up and threw this one down the ice, and that'll be an icing call with 4:34 left to go. Third period. Boys hockey to follow here tonight. And probably a little later start for the boys off coming off this game. Joey Schemenauer again taking the draw for the Sabres. And this one's going to be hauled in by Rochester. Sabres with the intercept out at neutral. And Schemenauer's got it right now. She'll wheel and deal into the zone. Turns, rips a shot wide of the cage. Sloop is there on the left point to hold it, keep it in. Feathers one down for Paige. Back to Sloop. She'll come in, winds and shoots in that one. Got to the goaltender off her shoulder into the right wing corner. Here is Schemenauer trying to hold it in, and it's going to slip across the line, and everybody's got to get on sides here with 4 minutes left to go in the period. Tied at one apiece.
So a 12-second power play coming up here in a 13-second.
Yep. Not a whole lot of time to get anything organized, but we'll take it. 3:56 remaining on the game clock here. Shots 38-8 in favor of the Sabres. And the drop at the dot outside the Rochester zone. And here is Emmeline Stevenson's going to carry it in herself and lost it at the bottom of the circle, but keeps digging for it. Emmeline's got it along the goal line. Dangles and tries to send one out in front. That pass was read and cleared by Rochester with 3:35 left to go, but a little too deep. We'll take the offensive zone draw here for CFM. 3:34 left to go. Goals hard to come by here today. Rochester scored first in the first period, then Sloop with the goal at 14:20 of the second to even things up. And that's where we sit right now here late in the third. Rochester plays it against the Dasher on the far side, but that's knocked down by Emmeline Stevenson. Turns, fires a pass toward the front, but didn't get it out in front of Hawkinson, and still inside the zone. Biskin comes over, puts a shoulder on the Rochester player, and this one banked off the wall by Madeline Hebert, and it's on the half wall out at neutral ice, and here comes Biskin. Turns, rips a shot, knocked down there off the pads of Jaden Lester. For Rochester, still out at center ice, 2:55 left to go. Here is Rochester Mayo. Spartans aim this one off the wall on the far side, and it's going to float into the Rochester zone with 2:41 left to go. Who's going to be the hero here tonight? Paige Steinmetz. Steino works into the zone. Backhand pass. That one drifts back at the goaltender, Hawkinson. Down into the corner. Flagged down by Rochester, and they carry it up. Here is Cassidy Arts. Had it stripped out at neutral ice, and Kinley Lau has got it for CFM. Puck support there by Page, but couldn't get it much deeper, and this one's going to float back out to center ice. Knocked down there by Rochester, and they've got it as they carry it up the ice. Mayo, Rochester Mayo here this afternoon. The boys' game to follow. And it's loose out at neutral ice and going to be picked up right there by Emmeline Stevenson. Walked it across the blue stripe. On her left is Biskin, and a crowd gathers right along the Rochester blue line. Coming in to help out is Sloop with a one-timer on net. And that one is stopped by the goaltender Hawkinson. She hangs on with a minute 37. 1:37 left to go here in the period. And we might have a penalty call here, huh?
I think he's just clarifying when they come out.
Okay, I get it. Grady Richards came over the referee and signaling to the bench. I thought we might have a call, but just sorting things out. Here is Rianne Furstenberg back to the point. Sloop will angle this one off the wall in behind the goaltender, and Sloop is right back there at the blue line. Ashley Sloop, the freshman defenseman. This one peeled off the wall and set in towards Hawkinson, and the save made there with a minute 13 left to go, third period. Going to go over the 40 mark before we're done here tonight. Shots on goal for CFM. And only one goal to show for it. All that effort so far. Here is Joey Schemenauer reaching down for the draw. And a shot from the point through traffic by Emma Berg. Tough one for the goaltender Hawkinson, but she found it at the last moment and angles that one into the left wing corner. We go under a minute to play in regulation. We're tied at one apiece. Here is Ashley Sloop. Steps up and keeps the zone for a moment. Then it deflects off a skate and back up and out. And Rochester's got it right here. They'll throw it cross ice. Emma Berg patrolling along her own blue line, hauled it in with 38 seconds to go in the period. And here is Biskin. She'll skate up to the blue line, peel off on the line change. Fresh set of legs out there for CFM, and here comes Rochester. They'll walk it into the zone, 24 seconds left to go. Punch back out by CFM, and thrown into the zone again by Rochester, but they got to get on sides. And this one still inside the CFM zone with 9 seconds ticking down the closing seconds of this period. A scrum in the left wing corner. 3 seconds. 2 seconds, 1 second. That will do it in the third period. And a 1-1 tie here this afternoon after three. Shots are 41-8 in favor of CFM. And yet we only have one goal out of it. A 1-1 tie after three periods, Chris.
Yeah, 17 shots in that third period, and they only had one.
Whew.
We're just we're having a tough time getting it past there. The sophomores playing a good game. They had some quality shots. They had a few that we put right in the chest, but there definitely was some quality shots. You made some quality saves.
So we're going to go to an eight-minute overtime here, and we'll see what happens with OT. So far in the season, CFM's only played in two overtime games, one against Wisconsin Valley and the other against Black River Falls. And for Rochester, they've been in a couple of OTs as well. In fact, their last game overtime loss to the Warbirds, and they played two of their last three into the extra session. 1-1 our count. The only goal scored for CFM at 14:20. Of the second. Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And this game actually really reminds me of the Wisconsin Valley game here just recently, where they felt like we controlled the game, a lot of zone time, a lot of shots, and just ran into a hot goaltender and were able to pull it out in overtime. But the shots were very lopsided in that game as well. Very, very similar like they are right now.
All right. Well, let's put some rubber on Hawkinson here in the overtime session. And we'll take a break back in 90 seconds with OT. This is your home for Sabres hockey. WOGO Radio.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Day like today, it'd be great to warm up with some plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's, regular or buffalo, served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. We're going to the extra session overtime here on WOGO. And CFM and Rochester Mayo, 8 minutes up on the clock. And here we go, Joey Schemenauer. Nice win back to the defenseman, Ashley Sloop. Tic-tac-toe, we're into the zone. Here is Page. Floats in behind the goaltender from right to left. Then we'll send it back out to the point. CFM holds it. It's in the corner now. And this one is bent around the boards into the right wing elbow. Here is Schemenauer. Biskin's got it. In behind the goaltender, Hawkinson turns, went to her left, and couldn't find an opening, and this one kicked around in the zone. Nice job there by Page.
We got a penalty
coming. To come up with it, and there's a little body push there, and that might be the call. And we might have a overtime power play here. Yeah, cross-check on Catherine Cummings for Rochester, and fourth power play of the night, 0-3, although that third power play was only like 12 seconds or so for CFM. This is a huge one right here. Fourth power play of the night. We're 0-3 so far. 7:22 left to go here in overtime. CFM with the man advantage, and they've got the puck right now. Back to the point. Here's Emma Berg. Skates along the blue line. Hands off there for Sloop. She'll go cross ice into the left wing. Carter for Page. She fired a shot that drifted just off the goaltender. And Biskin's got it. Gives it to Paige Steinmetz. Back to Emma Berg at the blue line, trying to find an opening. Pulled the trigger and a shot. Here's Sloop. We'll throw this one down to Biskin. Trouble coming up with it, and it's going to come back to the point, but they can't clear. Berg is there to keep the zone. This one comes in. A shot fired by Paige. Through some traffic. Hawkinson didn't see it, but it deflected off a body out in front. We're down to a minute 5 left to go on the power play. Schemenauer comes off. Some changes on the special teams right here for Tony Menard. Here is Emily Stevenson. Works it over towards Ashley Sloop. Gets the give and go, and this one's going to go in! Emily Stevenson with the goal. She gave it off to Sloop and right back to her, and it dribbled beneath the legs of Hawkinson, and that's where the game is going to end in OT as CFM wins this one. Just 2 minutes and 46 seconds into OT. Emmalyn Stevenson, Sloop will get the assist. 2:46 of OT, and CFM has won their 10th of the year. Well, you keep pounding the goaltender, throwing rubber at her, and good stuff eventually will happen, right?
Yeah, and there's a power play goal. Big opportunity, like you said, the biggest one of the game, and Emma comes through with a huge power play goal. Nice shot in the slot. Goalie lost a little bit low, and it just trickled in, so very nice.
Ninth goal of the year for Emily Stevenson, the junior. And nice win. I mean, it was a hard-fought victory here for CFM. They just had to keep the attack going all night long.
Yeah, they kept working hard. They kept shooting the puck. And as you say, you know, good things happen when you shoot the puck and put it towards the net, and that's what happened. 43-8 in shots. So that's a lot of rubber towards the net. Their goalie had a heck of a game.
I'll say she did play well, didn't she?
She did very well.
So Mayo comes over and gives CFM all they could and loses this one 2-1 in OT. We'll catch up with Tony Menard on our post-game show here. We'll have Holly Bowie's Names You Know stats recap as well on the post-game. So stay with us. And Chi High Boys Hockey coming up with the Cards hosting Rice Lake here on WOGO to come. Stick around. We'll have that for you. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Well, they're not always easy, right, Coach?
Right.
Tony Menard up with us, CFM's head coach. And We outshot them 43-8 here tonight. We just could not get it past Hawkinson. She really played well. Olivia Hawkinson, the sophomore goaltender for Rochester Mayo. But finally, we broke out with the overtime goal. Sloop, I thought, played well, and she got the first goal of the game for CFM. And we win this one 2-1 in OT. One of those nail biters for a coach, huh?
Yeah, I mean, especially when, you know, in the first period, too, you feel like you're buzzing them, and then you give up. You know, we talked about it, not trying to give up goals right before the end of the periods. Those are kind of momentum killers. And, you know, we had a lot of good opportunities in the first period, and it just wasn't coming. And, you know, when we give up one, yeah, I think shots were 14-4 or something like that. 16-4, I think, going into the first intermission. And when you're up that much, you want to make sure you have that momentum going into the locker room. And, you know, it's kind of a down moment, you know, giving up that goal right before the end of the period. But, you know, the girls battled back. You know, we just got to find a way not to grip the stick so hard and just kind of relax out there when the puck's on our stick and know that it's going to come. And we just can't get frustrated with ourselves. And not so frustrated, it's just down on ourselves because the girls know they have opportunities and it's just not coming. So
did you have to kind of lift them up a little bit emotionally? Mm-hmm. I mean, you have that kind of lopsided lead and shots. Mm-hmm. You know you're outplaying the opposing team. You go through one, you go through two,
yep.
And you're just tied. You can't get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that in the locker room.
Yeah, you know, we just told the girls that we got to stay our course and keep working on the good things. I mean, we were able to get the puck low and start our cycle and try to get pucks to the middle and get shots on net. And, you know, coming in the locker room, you could hear the captains kind of step up and just tell the girls, we got to keep our course, we got to keep our heads up. Eventually it's going to come. It's not always going to be easy. It's not always going to be pretty. And if we want to win the games that we want to here down the stretch, you know, we got to make sure that we stay in the moment and find a way to capitalize on our opportunities when you get them.
Well, you get your 10th win of the season.
Yeah, it's huge.
Quick turnaround, though. You're playing tomorrow night back here.
Yeah, tomorrow night, 10 wins. That's 3 years in a row for us. And, you know, for our program, you know, before 3 years ago to not sniff, you know, the 10-win mark for, you know, almost half a decade or whatever it was, to get three 10-win seasons back-to-back-to-back, it's a big thing for this group. Gives them something that they know that they're doing some good things out there. And, you know, we got one tomorrow that we really want to make sure that we come out on top with. And, you know, over this two-week stretch, if we could go 5-1, we'd be really happy. Get the weekend off and hopefully come in fresh against Eau Claire next Tuesday in our second-to-last conference game. And, you know, really want that one for our seed meeting. If we get that one, we got this one, hopefully. We're looking at a 3-seed if we can beat Eau Claire and, you know, have a home playoff game. Hopefully get a rematch against Hudson, who's probably going to be a 2-seed down the road. And then, you know, if that happens, then maybe we get back in our barn for a sectional final.
Well, congratulations. Hope to see your troops in the postseason here.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for the support this year. It's awesome. You guys have been up here, I think, 5 games. So definitely thank you. And
glad to watch your
thanks,
girls.
Chris, and you guys coming up here and helping us out and supporting us.
Our pleasure. All right, Tony Menard, head coach of the CFM Sabres here tonight, and a 2-1 overtime victory over Rochester Mayo. It's time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey, Coldwell Banker, Berniza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Mayo started the scoring at 16:01 in the first. It was the first goal for Araya McKibben, the freshman. And the assist went to Catherine Cummings, their top scorer. And that stood up for a good share of the second period. At 14:20, though, Ashley Sloop, the defenseman, broke through a goal at 14:20 of the second period. The assist going to Paige Steinmetz, who had a nice game here as well. And that tied things up. And still we've rolled through the rest of the second period. And then through the third, and we just could not break the twine and back goaltender Olivia Hawkinson, the sophomore. But at 2:46 of overtime, it was the game winner from Emmalyn Stevenson, and it sounded like this. Here is Emmalyn Stevenson. Works it over towards Ashley Sloop. Gets the give and go, and this one's going to go in! Emmalyn Stevenson with the goal. She gave it off to Sloop and right back to her, and it dribbled beneath the legs of Hawkinson, and that's where the game is going to end in OT as CFM wins this one. Just 2 minutes and 46 seconds into OT. So that's where it ended. And it was Emmeline Stevenson who picked up the goal, her ninth of the season. And, you know, sometimes you just got to win them ugly, even though you outshoot the team 43-8. You had to wait on that game winner till overtime, Chris.
Yeah, it was good to see the girls not quit. I didn't see any quit in them. They kept skating, kept moving their feet, kept putting the puck towards the net, and the outcome we wanted happened. So it was good to see.
You bet. All right, so we've started maybe a 2-0 evening here with the boys playing Rice Lake coming up. Girls got it going in the right direction with the win, and we'll see what Chi-I boys can do against Rice Lake in the evening show here. Chris Biskin, thank you for joining me up in the booth tonight. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you very much, Greg. It was fun, and looking forward to watching this next game.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. Girls hockey, CFM hockey tonight, and the boys game to follow. So stay with us here, our doubleheader on WOGO Radio.
Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. Coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Culver's of Lake Halley, and by Barry Global of Chippewa Falls. Now, please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's best talk around the clock on WOGO. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.